What is that smell? All right, any idea what the new assignment's gonna be?
No. We're going to be going into an illusion.
And
I will be paired up.
That's not for a couple of days, though.
Nope. It's back to the class grind.
The next couple of days are relatively uneventful.
There's a class on pixies versus fairies.
You take it upon yourself to carouse the library on the differences and are now well aware of what they are.
Okay.
You also spend some time taking Resplendent to Professor Sharp's laboratory, answering some questions. He does some things like getting some saliva. He hasn't tried blood again yet.
Probably wise.
Nothing is really coming up.
Can I talk to the professor? Maybe one
sure.
of the times I've taken him. So, professor, you know, what exactly are you studying, comparing these effects to? Is this like a normal fairy behavior, or is this something?
Not at all. It's entirely unique, I would say. There are several creatures that have affinities to telepathy or different telepathic abilities, but fairies are certainly not one of them. There are a few fae creatures, which I'm trying to compare the different data that I'm getting from the saliva to what we know, but nothing has matched up so far, and nothing that would explain these incredible events.
Well, I would have a couple questions, Professor. Could it be possible that this fairy, much like the students at the school, is developing an act?
Yes, it's entirely possible. However, we have only known it to be of humanoid races up to this point, so this would also be an abnormal event, but it is entirely possible. And we don't know much about how apps work either, which it would just be something that we would need to teach her how to accept and control, I suppose, more than anything else.
Mm. It seems like it's become a defense mechanism for her, and most of our apps, they've manifested the same way. I wonder if there's something we can do to help her to control this power, if in fact that's what it is.
Very true. Certainly some sort of therapy might be of use, or something more practical, maybe. Maybe we could set up an illusory test.
Yeah.
To where she can learn how to control these abilities.
It would be a hell of a thing if we had a fairy friend that could mind control people.
Professor,
like,
is there anyone at the school who has an ability for, or maybe not an ability, but an affinity for languages? Or a spell that can understand languages?
She's a witch in a cave.
Do you think that we could perhaps try to force a person into the state who would understand multiple languages? Both individuals that we know of, there was a Wyvern and Mika, both reported a language, voices they couldn't understand. Perhaps we could get some knowledge from that with someone who would be able to speak more languages.
In a controlled environment.
I think we could arrange this.
That sounds like fun, doesn't it, Resplendent?
Rezzy, we're gonna want you to put someone under a spell for fun.
You don't have to be scared this time.
Okay.
For knowledge. It's like a game.
Oh, I love games.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we'll work with Professor Sharp to arrange it, and there'll be a specific someone that we want you to focus on.
Okay, so?
So if we need to, I will be the guinea pig, if there's a way for that.
Oh, I thought Vulcan was the one that was asking to be the guinea pig.
We could try, but she didn't mind control you in my laboratory. Perhaps she sees you as an ally and therefore would not. Maybe it's only neutral or hostile entities, but we can
perhaps
try.
Or maybe she targeted the strongest person. Maybe not. So I don't know how strong Mika is.
If Calvin were here, this would be the perfect time for him to take his mask. And she's like, ah, and start throwing it to him.
Yeah, right?
But
so
we can't have him choose.
So you've seen Mika you've seen all of them in different like classes and
yeah.
sparring and things. Mika is probably the strongest weapon fighter.
Because the Wyvern...
I mean, we know it would affect her. Shane's going to be her partner. Maybe it'd be a situation in which you could talk to her.
Because whenever she attacked or used the Wyvern, it's a very strong creature. So maybe it's due to their strength rather than, like, I like it. I don't think that whenever we did it before, there was any kind of, like... I don't know why it follows me, right? Wasn't that kind of how she was?
This invisible
right.
force trying to protect. You know what I mean? In her.
Well, that was just all things in there. Not necessarily just her, you know?
I feel like this feels... Yeah, I guess.
Unless her theory is correct that this is an apt.
Fairy is kind of like a little weird humanoid
chunk
of thing.
She heard, like,
voices
and shit, like, you know?
The fairy didn't, but yeah, she
yeah,
did.
Yeah,
but maybe... I mean, what languages does the fairy understand? Maybe
yeah.
it's a fae language.
There's nothing wrong in, I think, trying this test.
Okay.
If
so,
we can convince Mika to be restrained.
Or anyone else, too. It doesn't
sure.
have to be Mika, even.
So how would you set up this test?
Well, we need a room.
Okay. Would this be like an illusory room for Mistress? Or a physical room?
It can be a physical room as long as that the person is restrained and can't break the restraints and doesn't hurt themselves. So if whoever gets it done and can't understand as many languages as possible is like strapped down a table or something and we let it happen,
yeah,
then that would should be okay.
I think the best way to control it may be to have the, you know, Resplendent, whoever we're trying to get controlled, and maybe one other who's trying to help Resplendent. Or someone who can maybe, if we need to, seem like a threat.
Mm-hmm.
So that Resplendent auto-defenses into it.
Yeah.
And then if there's only the fairy, the threat, and another, I would assume the other would be the one who gets mind-controlled.
Yep.
I feel like that would be the theory of it. Maybe not even necessarily restrained, but some place where there's especially no weapons or anything
mm-hmm.
that can be grabbed. To attack
a padded room with trampolines.
Are there two-way mirrors in this world?
There are
illusions. Magic mirrors.
Illusions. See, I want to limit the
We can
magic,
do an illusion
though.
Where...
The more magic we limit, then. Because I don't want it to just be an illusion room, and then that magic interferes,
sure.
or, you know, the more we can control where, like, here's the magic that's happening and where it's going.
I mean, the hardest part of the experiment is making her feel fear.
If we need to, maybe we can get her to focus on trying to feel the same way or something, where we don't have to, like, entice her with,
so,
like, we're going to get
yeah.
you, you know?
So try to, like, when that situation happens, what are your feelings? And trying to explore those and see if there's some kind of trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And if she can maybe have, like, two or three people and see if she can actually focus on a person versus it being random.
That might be a future story.
Later, yeah, I know. I'm just trying to, like, design something in which we can learn more information.
Yeah. Resplendent, we have an idea. We want to know if there's any thoughts you have, because this is you and your abilities on trying to get you to control a certain person.
What is control?
Whatever ability you have took the control away from Mika the other day.
It took away
do you recall
her ability
that?
Of her, yeah, it took away her free will.
Did you have any certain feelings, or did you focus on her for any reason?
She was just someone that I didn't know. I don't remember focusing on her. I just remember being afraid, feeling pain.
Do you have any related thoughts to when the Wyvern was following you, or why, or when that started?
I was very afraid it tried to eat me. It came and snap, snap, snap.
And then it stopped?
It stopped. Even though it was like my friend, it didn't talk or anything. It followed me around, but I was still scared of it.
He was put in a room with this creepy witch. That scared the hell out of her. I should just take it over.
Could we find anybody that's really good with languages?
Well, Headmaster Vish can cast a spell on anyone that can do this. And he would also like to watch.
Good.
Okay. Is that a fetish?
So we need to find a willing participant. But I suppose it's not us.
Or Vulcan.
Well, I mean, like, not us, because maybe she won't target people she likes.
Yeah.
Unless we are the one who's trying to attack her, but then I don't want her to feel like we're not friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do have my buddy in the kitchen, Chef, who's very imposing and wouldn't care that much if somebody was afraid of him.
Would you really want him to be mind-controlled and running amok? Do you think we could control him?
He would be the threat, right?
True, but he's also going to be mind-controlled in the theory.
I thought we were trying to get the language person to be mind-controlled.
But he could be...
Well, the Wyvern was the threat and the mind control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We wouldn't want the giant of the school to be that as well.
Yeah.
It'd be hard to regain control for him.
Why can't we just recreate the first time?
Give her a shot. So have us there, have the professor there, recreate the conditions of the first shot,
yeah.
But rather than having Mika in the room, have the professor that can...
So let's take it twofold. Not only are we going to do this, but we'll also try to draw blood again that we can use for experiments as well. So that will be the pain and the cause,
mm-hmm.
But then we need another person to be possessed.
Yeah.
Is our theory that she wouldn't use Mika because she knows her?
I don't know.
Do you want to ask Mika?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your partner.
I can ask her.
So you think that this will help your friend?
Yeah, I think it will. And I think it'll help us all understand. It'll help the professor understand. You know, this could be like a really good thing. You know, if you can help us out, obviously I'd owe you big time.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right, so...
So in the lab.
Set the lab.
Yep.
Make sure it's in a safe location.
Put all the... scalpels away.
Put all those away. Let's make sure that we also have, though, a syringe of the stuff to knock someone unconscious. Perhaps some of the sleeping dust to make sure, in case we need that for any reason.
Okay, so this is a new game, you said?
We're testing your skills and your abilities, and we want you to target Mika.
How do I win?
You want to make her eyes do that fuzzy thing. And if you do, we'll go eat and have dessert. You like dessert? Talk loves the Zed.
I've never said that, but you're right.
You okay?
I know, I'm just thinking.
Oh, okay. I thought you were humming
in her voice.
And I was like, I know, I don't know what Resplendent's doing. Resplendent, are you okay? So what we'll do is we're going to try to recreate what happened the other day, but try to limit the people in the room so that everyone feels safer, especially all your friends. And then whatever happens, no one will be angry with you.
Okay. So is this... Will this make Mika my friend?
We'll have to talk to her about that. Maybe.
What do I win?
Dessert! Have you ever had dessert? So many scrumptious foods. Talk, tell her!
Whipped cream, peaches, cream, whipped cream.
But I want friends.
Oh, well, you'll have friends. You'll have us.
Yeah, we'll do it together.
Professor Sharp, have you ever met Professor Vish? He's very interested in being your friend.
Oh, okay. So if I do this, they'll be my friends?
I believe so.
Okay.
We can talk with them about it, but I think so.
You'll be
helping.
You'll be doing a good thing, which will make them want to be
your friend.
If I
win, they'll be my friends. I like it. Let's go.
All right. Who all are we going to have in the room? Professor Vish wants to watch.
Yep.
And Mika is our test subject.
Mika.
Correct?
Right there.
What? I don't believe that to be Mika.
That's Mika.
What?
I was going to print out a thing and put it there, but it'll do me next time.
Why is that Mika?
All right.
That's her!
I'm going to find Sophia.
I'll look for Chap.
Brings in a bird.
Mika, Professor Vish.
Who's there to translate?
Professor Vish is going to cast a spell.
On Mika.
Mm-hmm.
Professor Vish, can you cast the spell on everyone who's in the room? I think it might be wise, in case this goes a different way, we still get perhaps some information.
So Mika Vish, is Sharp there? in the room?
We could have Shop. He seems to understand what he's doing. So maybe just Shop, Vish, and Mika.
None of you.
I could be there to be like a meat shield.
You have good strength, right?
Yeah.
So you would be good to help restrain, and then like Professor Sharp could do a thing.
Yeah.
So you might be a good idea.
I can use I can command on her as well again.
I mean, should we all be in the room? Is it going to be too much if we're in the room?
It might be too much if we're all in there.
We'll recreate the conditions, right?
Well, I mean, we are recreating conditions, but we want to recreate them in a controlled manner.
Yeah.
We don't want them to be too...
Also, if everybody's in the room, then there's no one to do anything outside if we need it to be done outside.
I'll wait outside.
Okay.
So the two of you are inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, us two are inside, you and Volcom are outside.
All right.
Volcom also gave me $3.
What? So Professor Vish needs to cast his spell thing.
Okay.
On Torque, Thane, Mika, Sharp, and himself.
Okay.
Is that possible?
We'll assume you told him the day before.
Okay.
So he can prepare?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if we're preparing what this idea is going to be and who's going to be in it, I imagine that we're making sure everything's prepared to do
yes, with time to prepare.
Experiment
yes.
itself.
He so can do that.
We have the syringe things for the unconsciousness. We have the powder stuff that if we need to put Resplendent to sleep if we have to. I think it should be everything we need. And if we can restrain and try to give a little bit of time, like 30 seconds to a minute,
yeah.
to let that the voices kind of occur so that we can get as much as we can from it. Because it could be like a repeat message over and over.
Do we know Mika's apt?
She hasn't told you.
Okay. I was going to say, like, maybe put like some mittens or something on people.
Yeah. Well, this is a different day,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's say that I prepared, not that, that, just in case and things go haywire.
And then also maybe,
Vish will wait outside with you.
Okay.
Really? Okay.
I probably would have prepared, like, some rope or something.
Okay.
Just in case I need to restrain anybody.
Mika is back in the same corner she was the last time.
Doesn't stink as much?
It does not.
Good.
Professor Sharp has Resplendent sit down.
Mm-hmm.
She looks very, like, concentrating in order to, like, win this game.
Yeah. Because that's the thing, like, we want to keep using the language of, like, it's a game and this is about learning and stuff like that.
So, Mika is over there.
Yep.
So she's... You see Mika before the syringe hits her. Straighten up. Her eyes go cloudy.
Mm-hmm.
I did it! Roll will save.
Nine.
Plus anything?
What is it?
Or is it...
Plus what?
Well, whatever
your will save. Upper left. It should be a...
Is it a wisdom save?
Should be an intelligence save.
Intelligence?
I don't have a modifier on it.
Yeah.
Just nine. Should anyone do it too, or?
So, well.
Okay, gotcha.
She looked at you.
Yep.
You notice him bolt up, his eyes go cloudy. Thane, what's happening? Roll will.
It's a d20.
Mm-hmm. And roll intelligence.
14, and I don't have a modifier on it.
Kind of good stupid for the next one.
Well, she affected a lot more people.
That's why I went to live.
So Professor Sharp runs through the door and says, something has gone wrong. Quick.
All right. Did Thane get possessed or anything?
Yeah.
Thane got possessed too?
Seems like she can't turn it off.
Am I hearing anything or is it just unconscious until we come
So back? So right. You hear roll and intelligence save. Both of you.
Oh, them two?
Yeah.
Okay, because they're the ones that hear the voices.
8
and 15 for me.
So you pass, you fail.
Okay.
You take 4 points of psychic damage.
All right.
So these voices, it's like they say one sentence, and another sentence takes over, and another sentence takes over, another sentence takes over. No thought is complete. Whatever is going on, like the pathways in your brain isn't capable of making sense of what it is that you're hearing. Like you hear it, you understand the words, but you can't put it together. You get some phrases. Roll intelligence saves. You are in too much pain to make sense of anything.
Intelligence?
Yep.
Nine.
Okay. So it has just nine?
Yep.
Okay.
No modifier on it. Like, I'm able to hear some words.
Yeah, you can recognize it's finally time. You recognize like a complicated mathematical formula that it's not necessarily being discussed, but almost as if it was like read from a page, like yep. You can see the formula.
Sure.
And you also get part of a poem. It's like a children's poem. Everything else is too fragmented. Like okay. You're getting a the, and then it starts another sentence. But those are the things that you can kind of piece together.
Am I also feeling this darkness that others have?
Yes. Described? Yes. You feel a. It's like a. It's almost as if a thousand eyes are watching you, and each of these eyes are on some sort of dark shape.
Okay.
So, Sharp takes one of the sleeping packets, chucks it in the room.
Did you close the door then, or?
Yeah. So you guys need to roll Constitution saves?
Yeah. Damn.
I have a 13 plus 2 is 15.
Okay.
Shan has a natural 1.
Oh, all right. So you pass. You go to sleep.
And get a trolley horse.
No, we want him to go to sleep, right?
Yeah. So, Headmaster Vish looks into the room, sees that he's out, Resplendent is out, Mika is out.
Just Torque?
Just Torque. Resplendent being out, though, your eyes become clear.
Mm. Any after effects or anything? Do I feel anything?
A little bit of a headache.
Okay.
You feel a little, like, uneasy.
Okay.
Well, how'd that go?
You know, it wasn't too bad. And then I also, while everybody's there, I would just, you know, say everything that you had just said about the certain phrases, the gibberish, but I can understand, like, it's finally time, the math, the poem. And then, you know, I probably focused the most on, like, I felt like there was a lot of eyes, and they were all seemed to be looking at some kind of shape. So I want to just, as clearly as possible, say everything to the headmaster and to the professor.
So the eyes are on a shape. So like,
yes.
Look like they're shadows.
Yeah.
That could be people, they could be creatures.
Yeah.
They have eyes and they're all, yeah, looking at something.
Yeah.
The spell he cast, like how does that one work?
Comprehend language?
The language one, yeah.
Let's check.
So for the duration, you understand the literal meaning of spoken language you hear. You also know any language that you see, but must be touching the surface on which it is written. The spell does not decode secret messages, such as an arcane glyph. So you don't know what language it was, you just understand it.
Yeah, okay. I was hoping that it was like if we were able to speak it, then he could speak it, and then we would know what it was.
Yeah, basically you heard it in your own language, whatever your primary language
is. All right. It gives an interpretation of the Holy Spirit.
I was really hoping that the language would give us like a little bit of.
Well, I mean, I told those things. The professor's having to say about it.
This is Headmaster Vish. This is a lot of information. I need to think more about this. For the time being, it might be best to put her back into the forest.
Do we have a math class at this school?
Yes.
Is it happening now?
I don't believe so.
I was just thinking if perhaps these are thoughts, like people's minds, and it's all kind of coming in and clouding someone else's mind.
It's like the thing in Ghostbuster?
Maybe, yeah. You know, like if like a teacher's giving a class and reading this mathematic equation, you know, and there it is or something.
Now, also, it's almost time. Sounded like a conversation. The rest of it was almost like you were reading it in your own thoughts.
Okay.
Like as if you were reading it from the page. But it was still spoken somehow.
Let's go around and wake everyone up too, if we haven't already.
Like including Resplendent?
Huh?
Hey, Mika, you awake?
I mean, she's out right now.
Mika, I don't know, what are we gonna do?
I feel like
she's still our friend.
She's still our friend, and we did make some, you know, a lot of promises to her.
There's nothing to say that we can't study her in the forest.
I mean, she's in bondage in the forest. She's enslaved in the forest. Who knows if we can make the same argument getting her out again?
Oh, I'm friends with the guardian of the forest.
Friends with the slaver?
That's why I send my students there. It is either taking away her free will, or anyone that she feels in danger around loses theirs. I think it's the lesser of two evils.
How would you study her in the forest?
We would conduct experiments such as this one, but away from the school.
I mean, it'd be away from the school, but there'd still be things and people in the forest that would be affected, and they don't have the means to defend themselves like we do.
The Guardian has great power in the forest, though. Perhaps he could aid us.
I mean, if he's your good friend, maybe you could ask him about this as well.
But she's going to wake up, and we don't know what state she will be in.
I mean, I personally feel like as long as we're not inflicting any kind of pain on her, there's no problem.
Yeah, it seems like pain.
She did this before pain.
She did
pain.
This before we inserted anything to draw blood. She did it through the concentration.
Because she focused, right?
I mean, supposedly, yeah, but she was focusing on Mika and then took over Torque and then took over Thane.
Yeah.
She focused on Mika. When her eye contact got to you, it took over you. And when it got to you, it took over you. It's almost like Cyclops' beams, but for mind control.
Yeah. So I think she just needs proper instruction.
I mean, it was a defense mechanism, and this time she did it, you know, on purpose because we asked her.
She did everything we asked her to do.
She'd be punished for doing something we asked her to do.
I did tell her no one would be upset with her after doing this test.
If there is a visual component to this, perhaps some sort of
eyewear.
Device or eyewear contraption.
Glasses that filter out the
bad.
Yeah.
They're like sunglasses that, like, when you flip them up, it's like, and you flip them down, it's like,
so give her glasses.
Yeah. I mean, the alternative would be like you give everybody else.
I mean, we could do it and then just try the thing again, see if she overcomes the glasses. Why not? We're all here. We still got powder and stuff. Maybe
we'll need time to make the glasses and try to figure out what we're going to do with it and whatnot.
I think that could be a good plan, and we can make an experiment again. If it is a visual focus-based thing like that.
It very well could be. She was looking at the wyvern when it tried to eat her, and she was looking at Mika. I believe...
A Cyclops fairy that controls minds, like Professor X.
It's like a Professor X meets Cyclops
fairy. And
we're
at Xavier's school. Maybe she has little claws.
Snick, snick.
Snick, snick.
She can teleport.
Yeah.
Control the weather.
Can we hold off on the forest a little while longer?
Yeah, we would like to explore the...
I don't know we have enough...
The visual block angle, I think. The sunglasses, the mirrored glasses, something like that.
He goes over to her and taps her on the forehead. This will buy us some time. She will sleep.
Okay.
Well, we make glasses then if she's going to be sleeping. I suppose it's not too bad.
Sure.
Yes.
Yep.
Kind of.
Does she have a bed?
I thought she was in the rooming with you.
Well, I made her a little bed up in the corner. Is she going to stay there while she sleeps?
I think she should be somewhere where she is watched.
Well, in that case, I'm going to go get my bedroll.
We just have
we're going to have a sleep room.
Fucking Volcom, just watch her.
Watch her where?
Watch her while she sleeps.
Well, we have classes and stuff. We're all going to have to go to different places and stuff. We need someone who can, like, keep an eye on
her. You can volunteer not to go to class.
Consistently. What about the teacher who watches the animals? Would he be good?
I don't have much experience with him. Shane does.
The one with the one that had Mercury.
Yeah.
Good talk.
I can ask him.
Perhaps. I think I will take care of her for the time being.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can trust Vish, as long as he promises not to make like a drastic choice like sending her to the forest without talking to us.
I will only ponder. We will reconvene.
Okay.
All right.
All right, sounds good. Let's make these glasses. Chink,
chink. All right.
Chink.
Okay.
I'm going to bed.
You have another assignment to do.
Okay.
So, you have each been paired up with a member of another group, which you've had some experience with. So, Mika is paired up with Thane, Chirp is paired up with Elor, Harrison Silver Soul is paired up with Vulcan, and Sophia is paired up with Torc.
Torc!
We're going to start with Torc, who is paired with Sophia.
Sophia. I don't think I've ever met Sophia. I think I've been around while Sophia's being talked to. Why have I met her?
So, you guys are just outside of Mistress's Room of Illusions.
Okay.
And she is preparing your test, so you can speak to her while you wait.
That is...
I mean, it's an approximation. I don't have exactly what she looks like. But you can think of her kind of like Two-Face / Todoroki.
Okay.
So she is a young woman. She is wearing like cloth robes. Half of those are like a reddish, goldish color. And the other half is white.
Okay.
And this is not only her outfit, but her hair and her eyes as well.
Okay.
She's very pale skin otherwise. Her hair is, it's long and sort of wavy.
My first question is not appropriate for this time period. It would be like, put that in the whites with colors. So we have met or we haven't met yet?
So you are setting this room for the first time.
Okay.
We messed together.
Okay. Excuse me. Looking for Sophia. Would you know where she is? Told her she's a young lass, but I don't know much else other than that.
Well, Sophia isn't here right now, but I'm Sypha.
Okay, sorry to bother you.
That's fine.
Torc starts to walk away.
No, wait, wait.
What? Yeah, yes.
Yes, it's rather complicated. I am also sometimes Sophia.
Sometimes. I do not follow. Starts to walk away again.
Wait, no. Yes, let's see. How best to explain? It's kind of like you can change your outfits.
Yes.
Yes? So you're still the same person, although you look different from day to day?
I don't have a very broad wardrobe, but I think I understand your meaning.
Well, we look the same, but we're the different person from day to day.
And you are not Sophia now?
No, that's my sister.
Huh. Okay. But you share the same body?
Yes.
I have so many questions. Can one of you be hungry but not able to eat?
Well, so we share. So we do on a day-to-day basis.
Okay.
So the other is just kind of waiting in the wings, if you will.
Yeah, like a schedule?
Yes, it is very scheduled, as you would imagine, having to share a body with a sibling.
I'm an only child, so I don't understand.
I envy you, I must say. But it had to be done.
Well, I'm Torc. I'm Torc all the time. And it's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you as well.
Sophia?
Sypha.
Sypha?
Yes.
Sypha. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't want to be rude, but next time I see you, how am I going to know which one is you? Is there a way I can tell?
You will know.
You don't know me very well, do you?
No, not at all. We've only met for the first time. Although I'm very impressed. You look quite strong.
Like you wouldn't believe.
God, that was strong.
Very good. It will be useful. I'm more magically inclined, you could say.
I have no talent when it comes to the magic. But my friends are really good at it. Well,
that's good. Maybe that's why we've been paired together.
Perhaps.
You know what we're to expect?
Not at all.
You guys went to Fartide Forest, correct?
Oh, we did. We had a great time.
It's very good. We went to the magnetized mines.
Okay. I heard there was some weird gravity stuff there.
Indeed. What sort of things did you run into?
Well, we ran into a troll eating a giant crocodile, a pixie fairy-like creature tying shoes, Oh, Thane, he got a Charlie horse, and I had to rub him down something fierce. Some lions,
so
some
you guys are
bear.
Good friends.
Oh, yeah, great friends.
That's nice.
Though he's never offered to massage me.
Well,
sure, it's okay.
I heard the force breathes.
I guess so. It's a kind of a poetic way of saying everything dies and comes back to life every day. But I didn't.
That is very poetic indeed. Hmm. Maybe you have more mental acuity than you let.
My friend Alor might disagree, but thank you.
Well, I think it's about ready. Are you ready?
No, I have no idea what we're doing, but heck, I guess I'm ready for everything.
Mistress enters the room.
Okay.
Students, it is a very simple task. There will be things. Kill them.
Kill the things?
Indeed.
Every the things?
Yes.
I like this game.
After you.
Tor goes in first.
Okay. So.
Ha-ha! And he goes in first.
So, you go into the room and you see, it's like a cavern area.
Okay.
There's like a wall behind you, and there's some stone floor in front, and then there's a chasm.
Okay.
That is 20 feet, and then there's another set of cavern floor. And on that side, there are several rocky, like, stalactites, different formations and things. It's kind of hard to see anything over there.
I do have dark vision.
You do, and that is why you can see, because
gotcha.
The room is completely dark. You hear a voice saying, I can't see a damn thing.
Well, you got some magic, anything that you can help with that? Because I could see.
I wasn't expecting this. I don't have anything for light. I can't even read my spell book.
Torque, looking around with his dark vision, does he see any kind of, like, torch or anything he could light?
The only thing you see are natural formations,
mm-hmm.
Mostly rocks. You do see a few mushrooms here and there.
Okay.
Some fungi that could theoretically take flame.
Maybe he takes, would be a good thing to take. Definitely want her to be able to see and read her spell books.
So as you were thinking, roll perception.
Okay. 10. 10.
Does a 7 hit your armor class?
No. I'm at armor class 13.
So you hear something clank against the stone.
Okay.
And look and see that it was an arrow. It came from the direction beyond the chasm.
Okay, well, I'm going to put my shield immediately up from that direction and try to direct her behind it and behind me.
Roll initiative.
Actually, roll it. It was a 20, though.
Just not.
I didn't get it in.
Too well.
It is a 9.
Eric?
Yes.
That's not your
d20. It is not. I had it over here.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be
that's,
here.
That's a d12.
You roll, so, but you got to back up.
No wonder he kept rolling d12, couldn't get above a 12.
That's funny. All right, 8.
He got lower.
Thank you, Aaron.
I was trying to help.
Well, they're so big, it was just, I don't know.
You need to back up to see the whole thing.
All right, so you hear a series of goblin war cries.
Okay.
As you see them peek behind various rock fixtures.
Gotcha.
They're all armed with short bows. They're all firing. So, so you are standing in front of Sypha?
Yep, from what the direction the arrow was coming in.
All right, does a 16 hit your AC?
Yes.
Really?
Well, it's a 13 armor class. What does that mean?
Oh, then yes, it hits.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. A 23 will hit.
Is that with a plus of the shield? It won't matter probably, right?
Shield is a plus 1.
Is it plus 1 or 2? Is it plus 2?
Depends on the shield.
I have a wooden shield, and my armor class is a 15 or a 17 with the shield. And I'm only... What are you wearing? Give me armor. No?
It's armor class 13.
Okay.
And I have, fire clothes.
Shield is plus 2.
So with the shield, it should go up.
Yeah, with the shield, you should have 2 higher.
Okay, so 15.
Okay. The ones the first one would have missed. Right?
No, you said it was a 16, didn't you?
Okay.
And then a 20-something?
Yep. So that hits, but the last one misses.
Okay.
One of them clanks off your shield. You sort of raise it up because she is considerably taller than you, because you see it heading in her direction.
Sure.
But as you do, a few of them hit low.
Okay.
Total of 8 points of damage. And it is now your turn. She says, what's going on?
Okay, we're definitely getting fired upon by goblins over yonder. What can you do? Is it her turn or my turn?
It's your turn, but she's talking to you.
Okay, so...
Over where?
I point in the direction I was shot from.
Okay, I could make fog. Maybe fog. That would allow you to us to hide better.
Yeah, I'm also struck right now. Fog would be good, but let's keep in mind that I might need to be healed.
Okay.
I'm imagining you can heal, right?
My sister's really the healer.
Gotcha, okay. All right, do you have anything in terms of range attacks?
I do, but I need to be able to see.
Okay. We need to get some light up in here.
Where are they, exactly?
Point at danger.
Okay. Can we rush them?
I can see the chasm, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No, we cannot rush them. They are far away over this great chasm.
Okay.
Can't get to them. They have arrows.
Okay. Here. She touches you. And says a magic spell.
Gotcha.
Now you can jump it.
I can jump it? I trust my partners. So it's my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. While set telling her to try to take any kind of cover, we're just going to go crazy here. We're going to go fully torqued.
Okay.
So it means I am raging. And, she said I can do it. I go for the jump.
Okay. So with her magic spell, you can now easily jump the distance.
Mm-hmm.
Arrive on the other side. Do you want to head towards the grouping of one or the grouping of three?
I will head towards the grouping of three for right now, especially because for the next how many rounds, I will be able to take any damage.
Now, remember, too, when they hit you, because you're raging, you take half damage.
Okay.
So you would have taken half of what you actually took. Or no, you weren't raging at that point.
He's raging. I wasn't raging at that point, but it says resistant to all damage,
it
except
means
psychic. That's okay.
Yep. So from now on,
it takes... resistant means?
Yes.
Gotcha. In this, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I took another way, because resistant usually means that you can't be affected by it. Right?
It only means it's something like standing up to something, you know? So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's impenetrable to
fire resistant. It could still.
Yeah, there's resistance and immune.
Yeah.
You're not immune to the damage.
Okay.
But you take half.
Gotcha. All right. Well, if that's the case, I'd probably go for the against the one right now.
Okay.
Resistant. If I was like, I'm going to buy a wind resistant roof, and then, like, the wind took it. You know? Like, I'd be kind of pissed.
Maybe the wind didn't, but the tornado did. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You can make it there.
Gotcha. And I'm going to attack.
Okay.
I get an 8. My attack is +5, so 13.
That hits.
Okay. And then this is my Warhammer, so it is a D8, which is this one, +5, so 8.
Okay. So the goblin sees this charging, screaming dwarf and has a bow. And sort of like backing away, he trips over a rock that's behind him, and you just hammer him into the ground like a nail.
Yeah.
Where he had a chest, it is no longer chest-shaped.
Okay. Ugh. Because I am raging, and per my level 3 and the bonuses I was given to my power, I do have a bonus melee attack.
Yep.
Is the other guy close enough for me to pull off that
He bonus? Is not, but you could throw... A throwing axe or javelin.
I do have a javelin. I'd like to throw a javelin in the direction of the three.
Okay.
Maybe that gives me some kind of advantage to accuracy if they're grouped up.
You'll have to drop either your axe or your shield.
I will drop my shield for now.
Okay.
And immediately pick up the javelin. All right. That is a 3. I would... guess +5, we don't have anything written down for bonuses for my javelins. Only my Warhammer and my hand.
Yeah, it's still strength.
Okay, so it would make it an 8.
An 8 is a miss.
Gotcha.
Okay. So, it is Cypher's turn. She casts jump. Then you went. So now the goblins.
Okay.
The goblins are concentrating on you. One misses. Misses. And misses. So three misses. They saw the rage that you induced on their friend.
Yes.
And are a little shaken. Back to you, unless you want Sypha to go first.
I would probably have Sypha go first at this point.
Right? All right. She cast fog.
Yes.
So you are now enveloped in fog. They are having trouble finding you, lighting you up with their ranged weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, they see this dwarf just appear out of the fog in front of their faces. And does what?
I mean, I kind of knew where they were. Did I see that they had any kind of melee weapons on them?
You didn't see any.
All right, well, I'm going to try to close this distance as much as possible.
Okay.
To effectively render their ranged weapons useless.
Okay.
And I'm just going to find the closest and attack, preferably putting myself in a position where I can attack one and then the other or the same. If
you do so, they cannot take attacks of opportunity because they did not see you coming.
Okay.
This guy is dead.
Oh. All right, that puts that at a 16.
That'll hit.
And then that puts that at a not natural 20 attack.
Not natural.
Like it's a 15 and then plus 5.
A modified 20.
Yeah, modified. That's the word I use.
Okay, they both hit.
Okay. So I attack the one.
Roll damage.
It was 20, right? Oh, no, I'm doing it to both.
You hit them both.
Yeah,
but now you need to roll damage to both.
Oh, okay, I thought I always hit one and then did damage and then hit one. And then
Yeah.
That's what I meant, right?
I thought you rolled twice, though.
Well, I did 1-2 hit.
Yep.
And then that, the next one I did was for damage.
But you rolled a d20.
Oh,
you
gotta
roll
okay,
a
d8. You're right.
So you can just take the hits and I'll roll damage for both of them.
Okay, yep. I'll do that.
So just roll a d8 once first and all add your modifier. Remember, you get an additional +2 because you're raging.
So 2 + 2 = 4 + 5. So 9.
Okay. Swing like this, and what was once a head is now more of a ball on a tee.
Mm-hmm.
And the head is gone, and the body crumbles.
Alrighty. Okay, bonus attack to the other within range. I already hit, so I'll just do my damage. So 3 + 2 while I'm raging, +5 is an 8.
Okay.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. It's 3 + 2 = 5 + 5 = 10.
Okay.
I'm adding to this.
So as you go to swing with one hand, with your other empty hand, you hit this guy, you grab this guy, and you just sort of squeeze his neck until it just cracks.
Okay. Fully torqued.
It is the goblin's turn.
Oh, okay.
Who fires? Terrified. Misses. I don't think there's anything else I can do.
Okay.
What's happening? Is it over?
Soon to be, lassie. I'm just hoping at least she's like undercover, not being fired upon. So, but if I don't know if she can cast like any kind of healing spells from that far. Gotcha. Okay.
Not her.
All right. I will go to attack the final goblin.
Okay. So you again appear out of the mist. He shot just in a direction where he heard the goblin screams.
9 with an attack bonus of 5, so 14.
That hits.
And using the d8, it is 7 plus 2, which is 9, plus 5, which is 14.
So how do you finish off this final
one? Oh, this final one. I would imagine he might be scared and running, trying to create some distance between him. So I would like to run up behind him. Try to give him a little bit of a trip with my foot as he goes to the ground, straight down, back of the head.
Okay, you do so. He crumbles. And as he does, a few moments later, the illusion dissipates around you. All right, guys, we hope you enjoyed this Dungeons & Dragons adventure. If you want to see more, you can right now, because it's every week over at patreon.com/blindwave for early access. So check it out, and let us know what you think in the comments below.
Thank you.
What?